compliment 5 people every day with words of respect and honor. Compliment 5 people every day with words of respect and honor. Can you do that? Can you think of words and honor, respect and honor, to speak to another person? 5 people every day? Can you have that in your mind? Most of the time it's a little difficult for us, and it's difficult for us because we find it difficult to compliment ourselves with respect and honor at least 5 times. What have you done today that was respectful? What have you done today that was honorable? What have you done today that someone might say of you that that was respectful and that was honorable? Do you say beautiful things to your family? That's a good place. Hey, a better place to start is to say it to yourself. Do you say beautiful things to yourself? Do you say, my body is a wonderful body? Do you respect your body? Do you honor your body? Do you say that my body is glorious and fantastic and wonderful, marvelously made, magically made, super made? It is, you know. But do you say that? Can you say that? Can you say that you have beautiful feet? Oh, lots of people can. But can you say it? And do you? Do you compliment your feet once a day and say how wonderful you are? Do you respect and honor your feet? Do you wear shoes that are the proper fitting for you? Do you clean your feet regularly? Do you make sure that there are no little stones or no little irritations about your feet? Do you care? Hey, who's talking about feet? My goodness sakes. That's right. When you talk about respect and honor, you talk about the most lowly and the most beautiful. And very important. Can you imagine yourself not being able to walk around comfortably? Can you imagine yourself needing to have a wheelchair or a crutch or a cane? Can you imagine yourself needing some support to help your feet so that you can get around and do things? Well, now is the time to praise your feet, to thank your feet, to honor your feet, to respect your feet, and to say, feet, you're wonderful. You really are. Now, that's a good start. Well, now, if you start with your feet, then you're going to be aware of how many other people you meet during the day, walk beautifully, use their feet beautifully, wear comfortable shoes, and always are careful to keep their feet from stepping on things that might be harmful. Can you stop and think just for a moment how many people in your world are people who have beautiful feet, just like you do? Well, compliment your feet. Speak highly of your feet. Respect and honor your feet. And watch how wonderful they respect and honor you. Now, that's just your feet. Now, you got every organ, action, function of your body to go through if you wish. And have you gone through everything about yourself? Have you complimented everything about yourself? Now, you got more than 5 things in your body to compliment. But now, can you compliment people? Can you compliment other people in your world? Can you compliment your wife or your husband and say, my, you are handsome, you are beautiful. My, I sure am the most fortunate person in the world to have married you. And you look at your children, you say, what ideal children, what fantastic children. Wowee! Just imagine if you were to compliment your own family, you'd have quite sufficient to compliment 5 people. But don't stay there. Compliment your neighbors. Compliment your neighbors on how nicely they wear their clothing, how nicely they drive their car, how beautiful they keep their car, how beautiful they respect their property and maintain it so gloriously. Oh, yes. Complimenting 5 people every day with words of respect and honor, then you will look back at yourself for every compliment you give out and say, yep, that's me. Your neighbor maintains their lawn beautifully, and you do too. Your neighbor drives their car respectfully and honorably, you do too. Your neighbor trains their children to be good people in every way, you do too. And you go to your office, or you go to your store, you go anywhere in the world, and what do you see? You see people just like you. And when you get in the habit of complimenting these people, gloriously complimenting them, simply complimenting, not overwhelmingly complimenting, but just nicely complimenting them, you'll find that you're complimenting yourself. You'll find that you're saying to yourself all the beautiful things that you believe about yourself. Now, when you compliment your government, you don't have to speak to the people face to face. You can just say the mayor, the councilor, the legislators, the congressmen and senators, the legislative branch, the president, anybody. You say whatever you wish. And you say, we have the greatest legislative people in the world in our nation here, caring about us, loving us, keeping us in perfect order, maintaining whatever is the desire of the people's hearts, the finest legislators in the world. Now, for a number of weeks, the newspapers, magazines, and radio and television and every media was ranting and raving about the electoral process, telling all about the president, telling all about the vice president, telling all about what's going on in the world, what is going on in our Congress, telling all about these things. All is given notoriety, publicity, all is given attention. And for every 5 compliments, you have 15 comments contrary to the compliment. Now, can you speak your word for the president and say he is guided by an inner light to be the finest president that we've ever known? Can you say of our legislators they are guided by their inner light and they are the finest legislators we've ever had? You don't have to have election years or election times to have these people in your mind and have these people in your attention, because at every time you can compliment them. And as you compliment them with respect and honor, you are complimenting yourself. How wonderful your wife or husband would feel to be complimented with respect and honor every day. How wonderful would your children be? How noble and grand would they be if you respected and honored them every day and said it out loud? Said it to them out loud. And if not said to them out loud, at least that's what you feel in your heart and you think it about them, and they know. But saying it out loud is a very good thing, too. You and I have the opportunity to take the simple words of compliments and make them beneficial to us in every way. When we compliment our legislative officers, we're empowering them to fulfill that compliment. When we compliment our family, we are empowering them to fulfill our compliments. When we compliment ourselves, we are empowering ourselves to fulfill the dreams and desires of our hearts. It's no barren words. It's very important. Very important to compliment, to honor and respect the people in our world, starting with ourselves. But if we could take 5 people every day, just randomly take 5 people out of our world and specifically compliment them, would they be more effective friends, neighbors, businessmen? Would they be more effective people in our world? Oh, yes, they would. And can we do that and be true to ourselves? Well, let's know that when we speak with respect and honor of those we are speaking about, we are true to ourselves. We are true to who we are, and we love it. Today, begin to speak with respect and honor, not only of five people, but of starting with yourself and everyone in your world. And as you see everyone in your world, see them respectfully and lovingly. See them with all the honor that you can have in your heart for yourself. And you will find that you'll have more honor and respect for yourself, and also you'll have glorious honor and respect for all your neighbors and all your friends and all the world. This day, start this program for yourself and watch it bring miracles into your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.